ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. We have a very special show for you today with so many videos to get to. I don't know how we're possibly going to do it. We'll open up the phone lines for your calls as well. In the third hour, in the second hour, I'll be joined by Lisa Logan to talk about social emotional learning and the root of so much of the madness that we'll be discussing throughout this show. I'd like to start today with a very special presentation. Folks, the memes are running wild, and the Haitian eating cats phenomenon shows no sign of slowing down. And I think this is a perfect way to start a Friday show. Here's our good friend Hassan Piker reacting to this iconic Trump debate moment. Let's watch.
In Springfield, they're eating the dogs, the people that came in. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets of the people that live there. And this is what's happening in our country, and it's a shame.
Phenomenon, and a big thanks to whoever made that. Actually, it's very funny. The guy's a socialist. He's actually a Hassan Piker fan. So I guess we're redistributing the credit for that. I would give you credit for it, but he blocked me. He's on Twitter going, "Stop sharing this. I'm not a Trump supporter. I'm literally a socialist." Yeah, well, who cares? It's a great song. Thank you. Thank you for the meme magic, morons. They don't know what they're doing. And this is honestly taking off. It's become a major TikTok trend as well. Lots of different edits of this. I think that's the best song, honestly, but this one's pretty catchy too. Here's the TikTok phenomenon of Trump's Eat the Cats.
They're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats. Eat the cat. Eat the cat. They're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats. Eat the cat. Eat the cat. They're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats. Eat the cat. Eat the cat. They're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats. Eat the cat. Eat the cat. They're eating the dogs.
Folks, it's official. Donald Trump won the debate. Forget all the polls. Forget all the questionnaires. This is the answer. Trump won the debate. He succeeded. He has made this a nationwide talking point. And they've gone from saying it's not real to just gaslighting to an insane degree about this. We'll cover it on the other side. They are just frantically, they're throwing everything at the wall, desperate to try to stop people from glomming on to this cultural phenomenon, I think is what it is. It's a cultural phenomenon. We'll be right back, folks, for your Daily Dispatch. Stay with us.
At InfoWarsMD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's Friday the 13th of September in the year of our Lord 2024. And you're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
I think it's time.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to The American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, coming to you live on this Friday the 13th, 2024. 13th of September. We got a lot to talk about. We got World War III. It's going to be a little bit of maybe a schizophrenic show, because we are going to jump from the hilarious memes about Haitians eating cats. I guess that's not even really that light of a topic anyway, but we're going to jump from there to, World War III and the threat of the world ending in nuclear hellfire, because the people that run America seem to want that to be the case. We're going to be joined in the next hour by Lisa Logan. And frankly, I'm feeling a little underrepresented. I'm feeling a little bias against my identity here. I don't know why it is, but for the past like month, every one of our guests has been a woman. I don't know why. I don't know why that's been the case. It hasn't been a conscious effort, but frankly, I think restorative justice is in order. We're going to have to do nothing but men for the next month. But yeah, we have, it just turns out there's a lot of amazing women in the movement, and we've been proud to host them. And we will do so again today with Lisa Logan, breaking down her incredible research into the various bureaucratic educational programs that sort of sowed the soil for the insanity, stupidity, and criminal negligence that we will be showing you with the other videos that we have to show you today. And boy, do we have a lot of videos to show you, just fantastic ones. I'm very excited for today's show and your calls in the third hour. But let's begin today, as we do every day, with our daily dispatch. All right, here it is, folks, your daily dispatch for Friday, the 13th of September, 2024. Russia expels six UK diplomats as tensions rise over Ukrainian missiles. Russia's SFB security service said on Friday it had revoked the accreditation of six British diplomats in Moscow after accusing them of spying and sabotage work, signaling the Kremlin's anger at what it sees as London's vital role in helping Ukraine. Britain described the accusations as completely baseless, saying it was a tit-for-tat action after the UK expelled the Russian defense attaché and removed diplomatic status from several Russian properties in May. Russia announced the expulsions hours before talks in Washington between British Prime Minister Keir Starmer and U.S. President Joe Biden, a crucial step towards winning the go-ahead for Kyiv to use long-range missiles against targets in Russia. And on that note, our next story here, U.S. hints at allowing Ukraine to strike deep inside Russia, enraging Putin. There was a faint glimmer of hope in the past week for Ukraine that after months of pleading with Washington, it may be starting to move the strategic needle in favor of allowing deep strikes inside Russia using weapons made in the United States. Until now, the U.S. has allowed Ukraine to use its weapons for counter-battery fire at short range across the border. When asked if he would lift the geographic restrictions, U.S. President Joe Biden on Tuesday told reporters, "We're working that out right now." Now, we have a response to that from Vladimir Putin, and it's in line with the rest of Russia's statements throughout this war, which is every time the U.S. accelerates the conflict and expands the theater of war, Russia points at its nuclear stockpile and is like, "You guys, you're messing with fire here. You have to stop. This has to stop eventually." So we'll show you his statement, a very troubling forewarning of what is to come. Meanwhile, Boeing's U.S. factory workers strike, halting 737 MAX production. So, yes, folks, we're safe for the time being. For the time being, the hellish death traps known as modern Boeing planes are not being produced to terrorize our people and endanger our skies. Around 30,000 workers in Seattle and Portland areas are striking. Boeing is already wrestling with output delays and high debt. The strike poses a challenge for new CEO Kelly Ortberg, and shares have fallen 4.6% in pre-market trading. West Coast factory workers walked off the job early on Friday after overwhelmingly rejecting a contract deal, halting production of the plane maker's strongest selling jet as it wrestles with severe output delays and heavy debt. But the good news is they're very diverse. They're very diverse. The DEI program is working spectacularly. Please ignore the planes falling out of the skies and the ones not being produced. Incredible. Meanwhile, we have this. Driven by ads, Ford's patent paves the way for eavesdropping on the road. Ford has filed a patent, this story is from InfoWars.com, that is supposed to provide what the car manufacturer calls in-vehicle advertising. The solution is to eavesdrop on what's being said in the vehicle, correlate that with location and other data, and serve bespoke ads. The patent reveals systems and methods that would achieve the goal of targeting ads to car occupants using their conversations. Just another chance to destroy our privacy and infiltrate our private discussions. But hey, you're not going to own a car, so why should you be able to speak privately within one? You'll own nothing, and you'll have no privacy. That's perhaps one of the best examples we've seen. They're creating a world where you're not going to own a car, and when you're in the car that you're given permission on a one-time use basis to occupy, you will be spied on the entire time. And they'll claim it's for ads. But is it though? Talk about this all the time. There's so much surveillance. They're like, well, it's to serve ads. It's like, okay, well, I've got a smartphone and I don't have an Alexa or anything. I don't have anything that listens to me other than my phone probably, but I'm sure they're listening. And yet, every YouTube ad break for me is Kamala Harris telling me to give me money. Am I the target demographic? Is that going to sway me? Or I get ads in Spanish for products that I already own. It's like, you can't even figure out what language I speak. Is this really what all this information is going towards? Is this really what the massive dragnet surveillance grid is about when you can't advertise me anything I even remotely can understand, let alone want to buy? So what's it really about? Is it really about advertising? Or is there a deeper motive here that doesn't demonize capitalism? That's how I always feel about it. Seems like a very convenient thing because people don't like that their devices are listening to them. So the powers that be in the media go, well, it's just for advertising. It's damn capitalism. They're just trying to sell you things. People are like, oh, those capitalists listening to me. Meanwhile, it's just data banks a mile long at the NSA just using AI to determine whether you are a threat to the state or not. Yeah, it's not about advertising, folks. Meanwhile, boom, Trump proposes no taxes on overtime pay. That's the headline from InfoWars.com. Former President Donald Trump revealed Thursday he's aiming to help hourly wage earners by eliminating income tax on overtime pay. It's another step in the right direction. Another fantastic policy by Donald Trump. Boom. Thank you, gentlemen. we expect Kamala Harris to be releasing the exact same policy here momentarily. That's your Daily Dispatch. Again, it's Friday. I don't want to get right into the whole nuclear hellfire stuff. We got statements from Putin that you're going to have to hear, but we've got more fun things to cover prior to that. If you like, if it's fun for you to be surrounded by ignorant people and continuously lied to, I guess that's the type of fun we're having today. It's just being gaslit relentlessly and then watching people fall for it. I don't know. It can be kind of fun, I guess. Shaney Rich, of course, is doing his thing, talking to people on the street, proving beyond any shadow of a doubt they just have no idea what they're talking about, and they're too prideful and egotistical and ignorant to admit as such. So let's go to clip number 17 now. Here's Shani Rich asking a couple of boomers why they're voting for Kamala Harris. You place your bets now. Do they have a reason? Let's watch.
Trump or Kamala?
I want Kamala to win.
I've been voting Democratic since 72.
What's on Kamala's 100-day plan?
Has she published it yet?
No, which is pretty shocking that she hasn't published it.
She's hinted at a few things.
She's only been running for 7 weeks.
Well, yeah, because she committed a coup against Biden. That's why she's only been running for 7 weeks. No one voted for her. Like, she wasn't elected.
Well, she was elected.
She was elected.
No, she wasn't. The people didn't vote for her in the primaries.
Trump just had token opposition himself because his party is a cult.
Trump ran against Nikki Haley, ran against Ron DeSantis, ran against Vivek Ramaswamy. He didn't even show up to a debate, and he still won. Like, the people voted for him. The Democrat base didn't even vote for Kamal. No, but you could say he's an idiot, but we're talking here about legislation.
I think this interview is over. You're not even showing her the courtesy of pronouncing her name properly. So I think I don't want to talk anymore.
Why not? Because you can't defend and stand on your beliefs?
It would have been great if Biden held to his original plan to be a one-term president, but unfortunately it took him a long time to realize that he should retire. So this was the best alternative on short notice.
But Kamal's been the vice president. Biden's been cooked since 2020. No, it's Kamal. Yo, in 2024 I can identify as whatever I want. Like, I can call her Kamal if I feel like it.
It's not you're identifying as anything. It's you're not gracious enough to pronounce her name the way that she pronounces
it. Okay, I'll pronounce it right. Camilla. Wait, are you walking away? You guys are just as senile as Biden or what?
I love it. I love it. There's so many parts of that conversation that just distill down the interaction between liberals and conservatives to like a very appropriate example of what that can be like, right? She's only been running for 7 weeks. 7 weeks? What? You can't come up with policy for 7 weeks? How did you become the candidate without any policy? Just these things they say. She's only been running for 7 weeks. It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean it could be 50 weeks. She would say this. She's only been running for 6 months. She's only been running for a year and a half. Like, it just doesn't mean anything. Doesn't mean anything. They don't care. They don't care because Trump supporters are in a cult. Remember? Remember how Trump supporters are in a cult? So who cares if a glorious black Indian woman is a hollow shell of a person? Who cares if she has no original thoughts or published policy? Because Trump supporters are in a cult. So all hail Kamala. The ignorance. And there's like, she was elected. She just wasn't. Like, I don't. And they know she wasn't. So what are they saying? They just like say these things. And then you ask them like, okay, who voted for her? And there's like, it doesn't matter. It's the truncated version of the wheel of conspiracy always turning, right? It's not happening. Okay, it is happening, but not like you say. Okay, it is happening and you're bad for talking about it. Like that path they go through. The one I'm seeing constantly now, we showed a video yesterday where a pro-abortion woman was saying there's no such thing as late-term abortions. The pro-life woman calls the abortion clinic, can I get an abortion at 34 weeks? Yeah, absolutely, we do it all the time. The response, oh, well, it doesn't matter. Of course people voted for Kamala. Who voted for her? Well, it doesn't matter. It's just make a statement. Statement is just blatantly contradicted, proven absolutely to be wrong 100%. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that I just said that 10 seconds ago. It doesn't matter that that's the excuse, the reason I'm using for the thing I'm saying I believe. It doesn't actually matter. See? Incredible. And you won't even say her name properly. How dare you? Incredible stuff. We can go down to clip number 10. Where, you know, we go from the boomers to the zoomers. The boomers don't know why they support Kamala Harris. The zoomers know why they do. And it's even worse. It's worse that they know why they support her because, well, just watch.
Trump or Kamala?
Kamala.
How come?
Because she's brat.
What does that mean?
Google it.
No, but you're right here. I'm asking you.
A brat is a girl who's a little bit messy. She likes to party.
So only because she's a woman, basically? Or what?
I think she has actually really good policies. I think Kamala would actually make this country a better place, whereas I think Trump would make a lot of people sad. Have you seen his 2024 agenda thing?
2024 agenda?
Yeah, he came out with a...
You mean Project 2025? Yeah, he said he doesn't associate with that at all.
He does associate with Agenda 47.
Yes, exactly. No, they're very different.
Well, actually, if you're going to be debating us about politics...
I'm not debating. I'm just getting your thoughts.
And that's the last day. It was the same thing in the last one. About a minute in, about 30 seconds in, and it depends on their, you know, how long they can hold on. But it's always the liberals, and they start looking for the eject lever. About 30 seconds, about, you know, you get about two or three exchanges with them before they're frantically looking around going, what do I pull? Where's the red lever? How do I get out of here? How do I eject? Quick! Now, for the last people, it was, well, you're not pronouncing her name right. And I bet people listening to me have had this conversation. I've had it with my friends and family, where, like, we're arguing about, like, COVID and Black Lives Matter back in 2020. And for me, it was pointing out, like, hey, obviously these restrictions don't matter when they're letting thousands of people out on the street in Los Angeles and not saying anything about it. So if you think masks are such a big deal, if you think the virus is such a big deal, you know, why don't you criticize or speak out against the thousands of people gathering on the streets of L.A.? And it was my cousin just being like, I remember what excuse it was, but it was just something about, like, I'm not going to talk until you respect the racial, I don't even remember, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, right? The things they say don't matter. Their beliefs, the things they're founded on, if you dig in and they don't exist, that doesn't matter. And when they need to leave a conversation, they just go for whatever excuse they can find. It doesn't matter. It's the ejection lever. You pronounce her name wrong. That's why I'm not talking to you. You're bringing up something I don't know. That's why I'm not talking to you. You're a Trump supporter. That's why I'm not talking to you. Whatever it is, it's the eject lever. It's time to pull it because they're crashing and they need to escape before they have a crisis of ego and have to actually confront in a real and thoughtful way their utter lack of knowledge about the things that they are, for some reason, very convicted about. Oh, they have very strong convictions. They're just based on nothing, and the slightest pushback causes them to absolutely panic because they're completely hidden from any alternative argument. They hear the same thing pumped over and over into their mind in a deliberate illusion of conformity. Like, they're convinced that everybody thinks this way because all of their media, again, deliberately creates the illusion of this being everybody's opinion. And when it's revealed that that's not the case, and they don't just have a bunch of, you know, nodding morons, then they panic. They absolutely panic. Now I want to go to clip number two here, and you'll notice as you watch this video, I don't know whether to preview it with this or whether to pause it midway through. Maybe we'll pause it, but tell me if there's something you see about the appearance of leftists and liberals. So we're going to watch a compilation here of leftists and liberals just lying to your face over and over and over again, because that's all they ever do. And tell me if you see what I see. If you recognize the people in this compilation from a meme anywhere, I think you'll see what I'm talking about. Let's go now to clip number two. When you have to fact check Kamala because ABC won't.
Do you support any restrictions on abortion?
I don't. I've always believed.
Even in the third trimester?
Do you think there should be any limitation on abortions?
No, I do not.
Up till now, my understanding is there wasn't a limit on when in a pregnancy a woman could receive an abortion. Have you set any limit on
that? There are no limits.
Is there a cutoff for you before that point?
No, to me, it's a
reproductive. Pause it right there.
It's up to women to make that decision.
Do you see what I see with this guy? Zoom in for me, guys. Can we zoom in on this image? Do you see what I see? He's the NPC face. He's got the little black beady eyes. He's got the blank stare. He's got no eyebrows. He's the NPC face. You guys see this? We'll keep going. They all look like the literal NPC meme with the beady little black eyes and the blank generic face. It's uncanny. Okay, so let's keep going. You'll see more guys in this video. They look straight up like NPCs. It's truly bizarre. Let's go back.
Where it's obvious that a woman is about to give birth. She has physical signs that she is about to give a birth. Would that still be a point at which she could request an abortion if she was so certified?
My bill would allow that, yes.
Virginia's governor says he has no regrets.
Is that not an NPC? Is that not the NPC face right there? Are you not seeing what I'm seeing? Is there not something in the eyes? I don't know. I can't be the only one seeing this. It's the pale grayish complexion. It's the beady little eyes. There's something about these people. They all look like NPCs. I'm sorry. I'm sorry if this is distracting from the message, which is they keep lying to you over and over about everything constantly, continually, contradicting their own statements over and over. But I think more importantly, in terms of synchronicity and meme magic, they all look like the NPC meme. Let's keep going.
Even as a baby is being born.
If a mother is in labor, I can tell you
the NPC
exactly
profile there.
What would happen. The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mothers.
Are you for the what he said, or late-term abortion, or the moments that he was talking about where you would keep a woman comfortable after she was giving birth in case she wanted to abort her third-term child?
I don't know all his comments, but what I do know is that I am for women having the right to make a choice about her own body.
State lawmakers in New York approved a law permitting abortion in the state up until birth. Cuomo applauded the legislation and marked the occasion by lighting the spire of the One World Trade Center pink.
Cuomo looks like the NPC, doesn't he?
8 months into pregnancy, should a woman be allowed legally to have an abortion?
Again, I've told you I believe women's right to choose, period.
At the Capitol today, a House committee approved a bill that would remove restrictions on abortions performed in Minnesota.
The bill would erase the requirements such as parental notification or that clinics can only handle first-time.
Yeah, it goes on and on. I mean, this is the thing. It's just exhausting. They're lying. Like, long story short, they're lying. They know they're lying. It's an exertion of a sick sort of narcissistic power when they lie to your face, knowing that they're lying to you. They know they're lying. It's a classic phrase. They know they're lying. We know they're lying. They know we know they're lying, but they're still lying. That's a power play. That's a power move. That's because they can lie with impunity because they have most of us so utterly brain dead and NPC-like that we don't even notice that we're surrounded by beady-eyed gray monsters. We got a lot more videos. Let's go down to clip number 4 here. This is Andrea Mitchell, reporter, just creeping like a goblin. There is absolutely no journalistic value to this, but let's watch.
President Trump.
He's surrounded by the press gaggle, and there she is in the background. Look at her gobbling around. She's gremlining around. What is she doing? She's trying to unobtrusively goblin her way to the front here. I don't know why that I thought that was so funny this morning. Somebody posted this just being like, she looks like a goblin trying to work her way to the front. And I can't help but agree. So listen, folks, we can go on and on about their lies. We can go on and on about their deception and their deceit and their hatefulness. At the end of the day, they don't care. Like they say, it doesn't matter. So we mock them for looking like goblins and memes.
I do believe that we have a trifecta pandemic going on. We have monkeypox, of course, that they say it's coming. We have COVID, like the flirt virus of COVID right now. It's everywhere. People are calling me. People are getting sick. COVID, flu, bird flu, and all these other ones that they are talking about, those are RNA viruses. And because they are RNA viruses, they are sensitive to zinc. So zinc needs quercetin to enter the cell. I can't believe that in 2024, you're still in a position where you can get a serious disease from COVID, end up with COVID lung symptoms, and possibly die. So please, just listen to me. go on drstellamd.com, do a telemedicine appointment, get hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in your medicine cabinet today. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount. People call me to get them out of the hospital. And once you're in the hospital, we cannot help you. And also, with the hydroxychloroquine too, you can also get the zinc and quercetin. So my advice for people right now, for a family, if you want to like build defense for your family, is to get Covivites, to get the Pox defense. And if you have children, get the Immunovites for children, because it has zinc, it has elderberry. So this is what we're calling right now the trifecta family pack. So you get the immune defense for your family, you get your defense against pox, you get defense against, build your immunity against COVID, against bird flu and dengue and all these other RNA viruses. So my advice, please listen to me. Go on our website, drstellamd.com. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount. We have physicians licensed in, we have physicians that can prescribe in all 50 states, and we have pharmacies that will ship to all 50 states. So please, before something gets really crazy, get hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in your medicine cabinet today. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount. For monkeypox, bird flu, like I call the trifecta, pox, bird flu, and COVID. If you get pox defense and Covivites, that should help you. We have it on our website. If you also get, for you know, some people take Covilite. Covilite is like our bestseller. I love it. I take it every day. If you get Covilite and pox defense, these two should be able to cover all the viruses. If you're taking Covivites, this is all you need. If you're the person that takes Covilite, you just need Covilite and this. This should be able to cover, because it has quercetin, it has zinc, it has vitamin D, it has everything that you need to build your immunity. That is my cry. Don't wait till you get sick. We have a slew of other vitamins and everything on our website. We have medicinal herbs that can help deal with all kinds of stuff. So my job right now to the American people is to make sure that you're prepared, you're medically prepared. I've been saying it for a while that we're going to have a disruptive event, and it's coming. If you notice, these globalists, they want their agenda 2030. It's on track, or in their mind, it's on track. They want by 2025 for all of us to be digitalized. I said it from the beginning in 2020 that COVID was a Trojan horse for the vaccine. And the vaccine is Trojan horse. It's a Trojan horse for transhumanism, population control, genetic modification. I've said that over and over. And I think that right now in 2024, patriots, listen to me. Everybody should be aware of this. Like I said, if you can get quercetin, if you can get hydroxychloroquine, if you can get ivermectin from your doctor or from wherever, I am pretty much good with it. We put this together to help you, but I just want you to get it. Get it in your head that we are at a time when they want to destroy humanity. And because they're going to try to destroy humanity, we have to be prepared. Only those that are paranoid, that are prepared, would survive. So that is my pledge, and that is what we do. Your pledge is to make sure that you prepare you and your family. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is The American Journal, and we're going to get serious. Don't worry. The time will come. We'll talk about all the stuff. We got Asians eating cats. We got mobs of black teenagers beating the crap out of white guys for no reason in an alley behind the McDonald's. We've got China systematically establishing diplomatic strongholds around the world in a concerted effort with the rest of the BRICS nations to box out America and destroy us economically. We've got, of course, World War III with continual escalation by Ukraine and its NATO allies, and continual warning bells sounding from Russia saying this can't go on forever. We'll show you some troubling videos from that. But I have more funny videos to show. I have more amazing videos to show you. In fact, this next video, I think is, I shouldn't use so many superlatives, but everything is so crazy. It's like every day there's some new thing. This video is amazing. I'll just say it's amazing. It's incredible. The comparison between these two events that you're about to see spliced, intercut between each other is very telling, very telling. President Biden and President Trump, Biden and Harris, actually, and then Trump by himself, both visited the same firehouse in Pennsylvania yesterday. And there's video of both of their entrances. And you could not script this to be more symbolic. So watch now as first Biden and Kamala and then Trump enter the same firehouse with the same audience, only a few hours separated. Clip number 26, first Biden and Kamala and then Trump. Let's watch. So here you see the firehouse, Biden wandering in, Kamala sauntering next to him, quiet murmur. Sound of a baby crying, big sign that says slow right above their heads in a and there's Trump. The sun is out, the sun is shining, the babies are happy, the crowd is cheering. Even before he enters, the buzz of excitement fills the air. It's like incredible the difference between these two. So I want to watch this again. I'll shut up now, but I wanted to explain it for the radio audience. But let's watch this again from the top, and I'll be quiet. And you can just hear, it's like everything about it, the noise. Even before Trump comes in, there's this like buzzing. He comes in, they're like, there he is, there he is. With Biden, literally, a baby is crying. It's gray and dark. With Trump, the sun is shining. It's wild. This is the type of stuff that would like dictate geopolitical policy in ancient Rome. Like these are signs from on high that you would do well to pay heed, right? These are signals from the universe that you're supposed to listen to. Let's watch this video. I'll be quiet this time. Just wanted to explain it for our radio audience, but for the benefit of our video audience, I'll be quiet and just listen, watch, experience the vibe shift from Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Both of them, by the way, two of them, the sitting president of the United States and the potential next president of the United States walking into a dead, anxious, quiet, gray crowd. The same crowd with Donald Trump is excited, fiery. And this isn't a Trump political event. This is just a firehouse somewhere in Pennsylvania. So let's watch again. I'm telling you, folks, there's something about Trump. He's the people's champion. It really is incredible. And again, it's just, imagine being the president of the United States and like walking into a room like Joe Biden, like, I'm here, everybody. And there's just some girl like looks up at you and is like, oh, yeah, just looks back down. Like, you can be the president. You can be the king. You can be the most important, powerful person that the New World Order has ever anointed. But everybody hates you still. How do you think that feels? I should have grabbed the other videos. We have other videos from earlier this week of Justin Trudeau, Keir Starmer, some other globalist leaders. They can't walk around in their own countries anymore without being shouted at and cursed at, kicked out of pubs. These people are despised by the populace, and they know it. Which is why they're doubling down on pretending to be the champions of democracy, because they thrive on the total inversion of reality. And that is the total inversion of reality. I want to finish out this segment with a very powerful video from a woman on TikTok, clip number 6. This woman says, your daughter's future safety by not letting in third world criminals and rapists over the border is significantly more important than whether she can kill her unborn child. Let's watch.
The amount of people believing the media and the fact checkers without actually taking 5 minutes to look it up themselves and finding very quickly that facts and information are free is actually mind-blowing to me. How are we in 2024, as they like to say for a lot of their arguments, and you are not able to use logic, reason, and facts instead of influence, propaganda, and feelings to make your life choices? Everything the left stands for, everything Kamala Harris stands for, is contradictory to itself. Your daughter's future safety by not letting in third world criminals and rapists over the border by the thousands is a lot more important than which state she can choose to kill her baby in someday. If you don't understand the fundamental governmental democratic republic concept of putting the voice of women back in the hands of each state instead of the federal government being able to tell women what they can do, if you don't understand how that works and you're still believing that Trump is making a federal abortion ban, you are so far gone, girlfriend. You need to get it together. Putting the power back into the states regarding abortion, instead of allowing one administration or the federal government at all to be able to affect the abortion rights of women, is all Trump did. It's all he wanted to do. Okay? So educate yourself. If you live in a state and you don't like the rules, get involved and use your voice. All it did was put the voice back to you where you live instead of allowing the federal government to tell you what you can and can't do. So just because this federal government tells you what you want to hear, okay, doesn't mean that a federal regulation on abortion makes sense. God forbid the day comes that the person running the country isn't going to tell you what you want to hear. They're going to tell you the opposite. That's no longer an issue now because each state is in charge of their abortion laws. How are you guys this brain dead? This, ladies, is the reason why it took so long to get us the right to vote, because you guys use emotions instead of facts. Look the shit up. And if you think for one second that having open borders instead of legal immigration is the answer, you need to take your bleeding heart and start using your motherfucking brain, because we are not saying we don't want immigrants. We are not saying we are not open to other cultures and other types of people. But baby girl, not doing background checks and allowing dangerous criminals to come into this country and make it so you feel even less safe than you do now to walk down the street with your kids is not the answer. No one makes life choices based on emotions and calls it a good idea. The same thing goes for our country's leadership. Start prioritizing issues, because no matter what color you are, no matter who you decide to fall in love with and marry, no matter what you feel about motherhood, none of us can even exercise those rights and conversations if nobody's safe enough and the country's not affordable enough to live in at all for any of us. If you are voting for someone based on their color and gender instead of policy, you are the problem. It doesn't matter what that gender and color is.
That's it, folks. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
If I'm going to keep people from uprising, I'm going to kill comms. It's the first thing you do. That's how you control chaos. When they have 50 plus senators on the left getting sat phones in case there's a crisis, you should worry about it.
Water filtration, firearms, food, that's all great. But if you don't have communications, you got to get these things. They're easy to use, but you got to start using them so you're proficient. This stuff is going to go quick. You want to go to InfoWarsPhone.com. You want to check these products out, and you want to get ready.
Listen, Ukraine, when Ukraine popped off, the phones were backed up for almost 9 months. But as soon as this thing pops off and your communication's down, you're not going to get a sat phone. At that time, it's game over.
Game over, man. It's game over.
Get your power generator, your backup power generation, your solar panels. Get your house in order.
If you just do little things, and lots of us do it, many hands make light work. So, folks, you go to InfoWarsPhone.com. That way, as a sponsorship, we get support. Get the very same prices that are on the site. In fact, some cases, better deals. You can also call 941-246-2156. 941-246-2156. They've got everything in stock, including their new hottest item, the Faraday Cage bullet-resistant backpack that is so amazing, heavy-duty. This is what people need.
I can get a Garmin that's also using satellite, a bivy stick. I can get the secure phone, because I want my messaging and my stuff. I don't want my phones being hacked. also for privacy reasons, right? For the fact that I don't want my communication out there. I want my banking information protected. I want my will, trust, all these things that you save onto that phone is non-hackable. You know, it's not, it's there that's being protected.
One more time, folks, you need to get prepared. He's just here talking about it because he's an expert. It's our great sponsor, one of the top sellers in the world, top in the U.S., the satellite phone company. If you go to InfoWarsPhone.com, then we get sponsorship support. Just goes right to their website, redirects there. You need it all. Get it at InfoWarsPhone.com. Steve, thank you so much for your time. I talk a lot about the high-quality supplements at InfoWarsStore.com and the great things they'll do for your health, your vitality, your stamina, your libido, your focus, your clarity. And I tend to talk about our best-selling products for InfoWars MD, the Nitric Boost, the Turmeric 95, the amazing CBD gummies, and 1,000-milligram tincture. It's about as strong as it gets, highest quality. But these other products are excellent as well, and they're getting rave reviews. Let's talk about some of these other great products for InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com. Superfood Greens, just a super high-quality equivalent to some of the best sellers that are out there. It's got a whole bunch of superfoods in it. You get everything you need in one big dose, with all the key cofactors and things that a basic vitamin mineral type system may not have in it. It is a superfood. We also, of course, have Good Night Sleep, just a good, high-quality, natural, herbal sleep system that gives you deep sleep that's so good for your immune system. But, of course, Nerve Renew helps your nerves be healthy and helps a lot with pain. People really, really love Nerve Review. Then we've got probiotic formula, an excellent probiotic. That's so critical to your health because just the chlorine in tap water, if you're drinking that or showering in it, you know, kills the natural flora in your gut. Better Mood really you know, gives you a clean, focused mindset, does amazing things. And then, of course, I'm really excited about ashwagandha with black pepper. This is an adaptogen, ashwagandha. Your brain, your heart, your mental clarity, your mood, your immune system. It just basically does everything. Ashwagandha is simply incredible. And then, of course, prostate support with the saw palmetto and more that's on record being so good for your prostate. These are just some of the products available at InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. So please do what thousands of others have done. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and check out the InfoWars MD line. Thank you for the support. Check out the products.
Back, folks. This is the American Journal. We're going to be joined by Lisa Logan in the next hour. Very excited to talk to her about just the machinations, the programs going on in plain sight, but hidden under the guise of just secular emotional care, mental health. They are seeding the ground for full indoctrination into a one-world religion based off of their own earthly demands. Very excited to talk to her. You know, we're almost an hour into the show today, and I'm, you know, I always kind of struggle. There's so much, like, so much important stuff to talk about. You know, maybe mocking leftists for being NPCs, maybe that's not the best use of our time. I mean, really just making fun of their physical appearance, calling Andrea Mitchell a goblin. Is that real? Look, I mean, but then again, I mean, am I wrong though? But is it so wrong? I don't know. And I feel like I have a responsibility to you. I have an obligation to you as you spend your valuable time with us here this morning to give you the most value as I can. I feel a little bit guilty just mocking their appearance. But then I look at what the mainstream media is up to and how they're not just having fun talking about the appearance of politicians as a meme-worthy exercise in morale boosting. They take this very seriously. From the AP News, for Harris and Trump, facial expression did much of the talking during the presidential debate. That's right, folks. They wrote an article about how powerful and convincing Kamala Harris's resting bitch face is. They're actually like making this argument where they're like, you know, even though she wasn't talking, she commanded the room with her like Yeah, it's seriously, Kamala Harris and Donald Trump said as much with their faces as they did with their words during Tuesday's debate, with their microphones muted unless it was their turn to speak. According to the debate rules, body language took on an outsized importance for Harris and Trump. Harris, in particular, leaned into the nonverbal communication, keenly aware that her every reaction was being broadcast to the world, speaking to the audience even while Trump ostensibly had the floor. Network showed a split screen with both candidates for most of the debate. At various points, she looked amused or befuddled by whatever Trump was saying, as if wordlessly saying he was lying. At a few times, she dramatically put her fingers under her chin, eyes wide, head tilted. At other times, she laughed. Wow. It's amazing. It's amazing how she can express emotions with her face. What a talent she has. What a skill she has at being just, and, you know, in a way, I mock them, but in a way, it's true. In a way, Kamala Harris and her face put off an aura that is undeniable. I've never seen a woman be so unlikable for ever saying a single word out of her mouth. I've never seen a woman who I so thoroughly dislike just from the choices that she chooses to make with her face, the shape that she chooses to put her visage about. Yeah, she sucks and her face sucks. But AP News want you to know that her facial expressions are, in fact, a powerful sign of resistance. It's evidence of the monumental talent of her as a communicator. I mean, seriously. So this is the thing. I can make fun of the way NPCs look, but that, like, all they have is like, but Kamala Harris's face was so bitchy. Isn't that amazing? You should vote for her. You should vote for her because of how she raised her eyebrow and looked askance at Donald Trump. James Kirkpatrick on X had a really good post about this, and I thought it was at the top of my bookmarks, but I may just have to summarize it here. But before the debate, he had predicted, saying, you know, they're going to take her facial expressions and act like, here it is. James Kirkpatrick at VDare James K on X. Kamala going with the "I'll make silly faces" strategy, the media will turn into moments of solemn triumph for people of color. He nailed it. I mean, what are you going to say? That is an absolute dead on accurate prediction. Kamala going with the "I'll make silly faces" strategy, the media will turn into moments of solemn triumph for people of color. He posted that before the debate. After the debate, AP News: for Harris and Trump, facial expressions did a lot of the talking. Amazing. It really is amazing how you can predict these people when you just have the lowest and most absurd expectations of them. They will fulfill them with aplomb. This is another just example, and there's more fallout to the debate. Actually, I have a longer video. I think I'll play in the first 5 minutes of the next hour before we're joined by Lisa Logan, where a guy put in the entire debate transcript into ChatGPT and asked it to identify bias. And it's a very well done and thorough evisceration of the ABC moderators. So we'll play that in the first 5 minutes of the next hour. But this is just so typical of the leftist media these days. New York Times puts out a fact check. What they're fact-checking is Donald Trump's statement, in which he said, now she wants to do transgender operations on illegal aliens that are in prison. Well, there's no way that's true, right? I mean, that's absurd. What a crazy thing to say, Trump. And New York Times agrees. They say it needs context, right? There's only a few sort of grades you can give to fact-checks. You can either say it's true, it's a falsehood, or it needs context, meaning, you know, it's kind of true, but it's out of context. You can get the wrong impression from it. So let's hear the context from the New York Times. Trump is referring to Harris's response to a 2019 American Civil Liberties Union questionnaire in which he said she supported using taxpayer funds to give access to gender-affirming care to transgender and non-binary people, including those in immigration detention and prison. Okay. So the context is, she said exactly that almost verbatim. Do they ever stop to ask themselves if this is an effective strategy? Do they ever think that maybe they're showing their hand a little bit when instead of just saying fact check true because it is, they actually claim it needs context, right? Giving people the idea, if you're just scrolling through, you say needs context, you go, yeah, I knew that wasn't true. I knew there was some extenuating circumstance that made this statement untrue. I can ignore Trump. You know, again, you know, I can continue to ignore Trump. The context they say it needs is that she said exactly what Trump said. Now she wants to do transgender operations on illegal aliens in prison. The context is she once said she wants to give access to gender-affirming care to transgender and non-binary people, including those in immigration detention and prison, using taxpayer dollars. So the context, I guess, in this case is just reality. The context it needs is existence, is the universe. It just, it exists. It is there. It is out there. It is real. It is true. It is undeniable. It is a fact. Okay? Fact checked. Yes, she did say this. Yes, it is that absurd. Yes, she even went further to talk about immigration detention, as well as using taxpayer dollars to do it. The context is it was a questionnaire, I guess. So the context is she was asked a question. The answer is true. That is what she said as an answer. But you have to understand the context in that somebody asked her what she thought first. That's the context. Well, it needs context. The context that it needs is that at the time she was discussing the policies she supports. Okay, so it's a fact. So again, like, do they ever stop to think, like, maybe this isn't a good strategy. Maybe this is showing our hand. Maybe this is revealing to people that we are so innately dishonest, like naturally, primordially dishonest, that even when we are telling you the truth, we have to couch it in some sort of lie. Some sort of dishonesty just has to be there for us to fulfill our biological function of being the font of evil. I don't know. I don't know what they think is going on, but those of us with a consciousness and eyes can see it clearly. Again, we have a lot more to cover. I'm going to get into the Haiti stuff on the other side and talk about, again, the heinous and outrageous lies they're spreading to try to cover up that despicable crime that they're facilitating, because we're run actual psychopaths. In the next hour, I'll be joined by Lisa Logan. That'll explain how all of this got started in preschool, how all of this insanity was inculcated into us by design, on purpose, with the help of our friends at the UN. In the meantime, I do want to remind you, go to InfoWarsStore.com to support everything that we do here. InfoWarsStore.com, folks, there has never been a better time to support us. There might never be a better time to support us in this all-important contest for the fate of humanity. InfoWars is a important, perhaps invaluable voice in attempting, striving as hard as we can to rescue humanity from the fate those in power have planned for us. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today. Get yourself some bodies at 25% off, or vitamin C at 40% off, and we'll be back on the other side with Lisa Logan. Don't go anywhere.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is hands down the most badass truck in the world. A 2024 AEV Dodge Prospector. This is my dream truck. But this truck won't belong to me. It's going to belong to you, the folks that visit thealexjonesstore.com and enter to win for free by entering your email. Or when you buy products, they put you in 5-10 times in the raffle for this bad boy. I'm going to walk you through this, but this is hands down, look it up for yourself, the most badass truck in the world. Folks, I've had a lot of big trucks, but I'm telling you, they don't even compare to this. This sucker is a dream to drive, so smooth in the city and off-road, it's insane. And when you enter to win this, you fund the info war and take it to the globalists. Now, let's talk about this badass truck. This is a freaking monster. Now, you're getting the colors I like the best, this dark green, this black, the red pinstripe. But what really matters is the shocks, the giant tires, the engine. Now, because one of you lucky people out there is going to own this truck, I'm not going to take it off-road. But we've taken other ones off-road. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, there's nothing like it. Look at this sexy monster, ladies and gentlemen. Woo! And when you enter to win this baby, you're supporting the InfoWar and you're spreading the word at the critical time going into this election in the year 2024. This truck symbolizes everything that Al Gore and Kamala Harris and the rest of these rats aren't. This symbolizes Americana, strength, power, and the American dream. I love Dodge. I love this truck. It is so incredible. I forgot to mention, this truck is a 2024 $138,000. And when you win, you get $10,000 cash on top of it. Enter to win right now at thealexjonesstore.com.